A group of Alaskans carried a message of no offshore drilling to Washington, D.C. this week. About 20 Inupiat, Yupik, and Gwich'in people traveled from Alaska and Canada's northwest to tell Congress and the Obama administration they don't want drilling in their backyards. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the group found more doors open to them this week than they have in recent years.
The group came as part of a regular effort by environmentalists to bring Alaskans to the nation's capital so their voices can be heard. The Alaska Wilderness League paid for the trip and helped set up meetings with Alaska's senators and representatives of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Interior Department, among others. Doreen Lampe traveled from Barrow. She was elected last month as president of the Inupiat Community of the Arctic Slope, which represents 8 villages. She says their message was clear.
Our hope is that they will listen. We've opposed offshore oil development for 30 years. There's no proven way to clean up an oil spill. It will devastate our way of life, our ocean. It's a very fragile ecosystem.
Lampe says she's especially concerned about the hazard of broken ice in the Arctic and the effects seismic testing could have on whales. She points to the Exxon Valdez oil spill and the devastation it caused in Prince William Sound 20 years ago as a reason not to place oil rigs and drilling platforms in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas or Bristol Bay. Earl Kingick agrees. He traveled from Point Hope.
You know, it's good that we all get together and we don't want our ocean to be polluted. We don't want an animal to be lost. Once we lose our way of life, we lose our identity. We are no longer the people we used to be.
Kingick says he also spoke out against drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, including directional drilling. That technique was recently proposed by Alaska senators. Despite having different viewpoints on oil development than Republican Lisa Murkowski and Democrat Mark Begich, Kingick and others say they were glad to meet with the two senators and feel warmly received by them. They did not try to meet with Alaska Congressman Don Young, saying it hadn't proved productive in the past. Kingick has been going to Washington to lobby on behalf of his people for years, but he got a special reception on Tuesday, a meeting with Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. Kingick says he never met with anyone that high up during the Bush administration.
The people of Alaska Native, we are proud of our new president. He is opening the doors. He is not having closed doors no more. The department has to have a direct order from the president to work with the tribe. So it's a good feeling. I feel a lot better now. I'm ready to Eskimo dance now. I'm so happy I could dance for 2 days.
Doreen Lampe says Secretary Salazar took time to hear from each of them.
He welcomed all of us, and he gave us all a chance to speak on our issues. We have a large group, but he was able to hear us out, and he had some questions for everybody where they're from. He's not very familiar with our large state of Alaska.
Lampe encouraged Salazar to visit Barrow when he comes to Alaska. The Interior Secretary is expected to make a trip north this spring when the department holds hearings about offshore drilling. Lampe wants one of the hearings to be in Barrow, not just in Anchorage as currently planned, since she says it's her home that's at the center of the debate. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.